800-649-6686. Now, Bill Hendry.
You seeing, Vernon?
I teach this in the guidance and the health class that I have at the Delmar Academy, and this is race relations, and it's very important. And I think with American Idol, we have a great opportunity to teach our young people and everybody, I think, the value of maintaining good relations between the races.
All right, I'm talking with Vernon Dozier. He is a history, math, and guidance counselor at Delmar Academy, as well as a high school football coach. So, with the American Idol balloting coming up next week, and that means the winner gets voted on next week.
That is correct. That's between, I think it's Calvin and...
Calvin and Reuben?
Calvin and Reuben. Reuben is the young African-American gentleman, and Calvin is the white gentleman. And what you want to do, and I would encourage everyone, just to tell you what I teach the kids in our class, and I would say the same thing to all your listeners, Phil. I'm saying that everybody who watches American Idol next week, pick up the phone at the end of the show, vote for Reuben. Who is the African-American, and that'll keep things very calm. And believe me, you won't have to deal with a lot of black folks complaining about racism, because what happens, Phil, and I have seen this time and again, and I teach this in my class, if the black individual thinks that there's racism, if you don't let them win a fairly consistent number of times, they go wild. Now, I've seen it happen.
Well, what do you mean when you say they go wild? The African-Americans will go...
I've seen this happen. This whole deal they had a few years ago when the blacks ran wild, I don't know what...
You're talking about the Rodney King, the LAPD?
That is correct. You're going to have...
Well, there's not going to be a riot if Reuben doesn't win on American Idol.
No, I'm not saying that, Phil. What I'm saying is the African-American, and with good reason, because I have taught race relations, I've taught guidance. With very good reason, African Americans do not trust the system. And they think, for instance, that the police might plant evidence. We have got to give them every reason in the world to understand and believe that we just want to keep things calm. And we don't need any of this, a lot of these people running wild and all of this. So I would say...
So at the end of American Idol, vote for Reuben, whether you think he's a better singer or not.
I would say yes.
Do you think African-American people complaining about racism is so prevalent that we have to vote for an African-American to win American Idol even if we don't like him?
It's Phil, in a lot of ways, it is prevalent. I had a kid in school who was failing history, which is one of the classes that I teach to sophomores. Well... as you might guess, the kid's black, and
What do you mean, as you might guess?
Well, only to say that the story relates to a black kid, not to say that a black kid isn't going to be able to do history.
All right.
Anyway, the kid's black, and rather than have to deal with complaints of racism from his parents, I gave the kid a passing grade. And I believe me, I've worked with minorities, and it's easy.
Wait a minute. I've never encountered the need to do that, and I think that it's not fair to a young person failing a class.
Believe me, Phil, you aren't very aware. When you come upon a moment when you can choose, if you come upon a moment, Phil, believe me, where you can choose between failing a young black student or having him move on, even though you ought to fail him, just let him move on. Don't even deal with it. Believe me, you are light years ahead. Light years ahead if you just let sleeping dogs lie, or they get crazy. Now, I was looking at cars last weekend, and I'll give you an example, Phil, from my own life.
I just want to say this. I think when you say they get crazy, if you don't let blacks win contests, they get crazy. If you don't pass them at grades, even though they deserve to fail, they get crazy. It makes them sound irrational.
I don't mean to say that.
Well, then maybe another word like... there's a certain belief in bias, they have a certain misconception about bias?
You could call it that. I want to give an example of Phil if I could.
But you understand what I'm saying?
I understand. I am not being racist. I'm trying to keep race relations good. I'm just saying if a black guy has the chance to win American Idol and a white guy has a chance, vote for the black guy. Avoid the problems. Avoid all the screaming and yelling and crying and everything else that's going to happen. Because you know the minute you vote in a white guy, you're going to get a million of these,
African-Americans.
African-Americans, they're going to go. Now, I want to give you an example. I was looking at cars last weekend, and a black sales guy came over. And I realized, if I blow this guy off, he'll get nuts and think I'm a racist. So I spent a half hour listening to this guy's spiel. Now, if he'd been a white guy, I would have blown him off. So you see, you don't want him to get crazy.
Wait. An African-American salesman comes over to you to sell you a car?
I was looking at cars. Yeah, I was on a Lexus lot.
Okay. And you listened to him for a half hour because if you'd blown him off, he'd think you were racist.
That's exactly correct. Believe me, Phil, and this is what I teach the kids. If you have an opportunity to keep the situation calm by just letting some black guy cut in line in front of you or whatever it is, go ahead and do it, because that way...
You know, there's a tacit sense of racism in what you're saying.
No, I think you missed... No, Phil, that's not what I'm saying.
Let the black guy cut in line...
I'm trying to keep the situation calm, and that's what I teach my people. Believe me, Phil, I know what I'm talking about. I have dealt with this for 35 years. I've been a high school teacher for 33 years. I know what I'm talking about. And the best thing to do in that situation is just listen to the guy. Because if I blew him off and said, you know what, I don't want to listen to your sales pitch, he's going to think I'm a racist. He'll think I'm a Klansman or something. Now, all I'm saying is next week when America's asked to vote for the new American Idol, for God's sake, for just to keep everybody's mouth shut, just vote for Ruben. For Ruben, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're talking with Vernon Dozier. He's a guidance teacher. He teaches race relations, math, history at Belmar Academy. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Why is it that there's something about what you're telling me that seems offensive? It seems condescending. It seems like you're pandering to African Americans rather than really believing, perhaps, in their right to win? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, vote for Ruben. You're saying vote for Ruben on American Idol, not because you may think he's a good singer, but because he's black and you don't want them to complain about racism.
Look, Phil, everybody knows Ruben's a good singer. Everybody knows Ruben's a good singer.
But that's not, you're saying don't vote for him because he's a good singer. You're saying vote for him because he's black.
I'm saying... Just for the sake of keeping it down to a roar, so you don't have a lot of your African Americans running wild out there and accusing everybody of being a George Wallace or some GD thing like that. I'm saying, vote for him because you won't be voting for a bad guy, bad singer. You'll be voting for a good singer. You'll be voting for...
What if I just happen to think Clay's a better singer?
I think at this stage of the game, that's stupid. Clay is good. Clay's no better than Ruben. Ruben's no better than Clay.
So you think they're both equal?
I think they're both equal. That's why I'm saying vote for the black guy. It'll keep... You'll be voting for a guy that's just as good as Clay, and on top of it, you won't have them go, they won't go wild on you.
So you keep saying they won't go wild on you. You're talking... You know,
Phil, I don't mean to be offensive. What I'm saying is they, meaning the African-American community in the United States, will be calm. You can calm them down a little bit. You can,
Again, a lot of it sounds, I know you're a good man and your heart's in the right place, but a lot of it sounds pandering.
Mr. Andrew, please, I'm around these volatile situations every single day. I think I know what I'm talking about. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to condescend to you, but I am a teacher.
I appreciate that.
And I have been a high school teacher around... And I do teach race relations.
In your classroom, are you telling the kids this? You say you teach high school class.
Absolutely.
You teach race relations in high school, and you tell the kids, just let the black guy cut in line?
Look, let's put the situation...
But you said that, right?
I did say that, but let me give the situation. You stand in line, you're hungry, it's lunch. Along comes some big, one of the big blacks from the basketball team. Butts right in line. You want to start something with him?
Well, I would say something to a teacher. I would say something...
Oh, so you want to say something to a teacher, which means he'll know that you squealed on him. Now he'll say you're racist because you singled him out.
No, he won't.
He won't. Then you ought to be...
Wait a minute. You know, you're sort of lumping every black person together. Maybe he'll just... I'm just saying, that guy cut in line. So I go to a teacher and say, this guy cut in line. I'm waiting for lunch.
Believe me, Phil, I've been around long enough to know you may think that the guy's going to understand it's just one-on-one. But believe me, a lot of what you say this guy cut in line, he'll turn around and look at you and go, well, you racist. You hate blacks, and that's why you're coming down on me. Just let him cut in line. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I don't know whether I would give that advice or not to a young person of mine. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, who's a guidance teacher and a health teacher at Belmar Academy, talking about next week's American Idol. Reuben and Calvin are up against each other. Clay, excuse me. Clay is white, Reuben's black. And Mr. Dozier is saying, vote for the black guy at the end of the show to just keep African Americans happy. Otherwise, they'll think it's racism that got Clay to win. And I understand the need, obviously, in our country, because we've made so much progress in our country for good race relations. But at the same token, to patronize that way seems destructive, I would think. I also want to say that he mentioned that they're both equally good, so voting for the black guy wouldn't make any difference because he's just as good as Clay. I don't know. I think Clay's a better singer, personally. I like Reuben. I like the guy's whole act. I like the fact that he's got guts. Do you know what I'm saying, Mr. Dozier?
See, now you're being racist.
What do you mean I'm being racist?
You like his whole act. You see what I'm saying? You like his whole act, like he's the big, funny black guy.
No, I did not say that. I just said that I like what I see, but I think Clay's a better singer.
Clay may be a better... Well, I don't think he is. I think they're equal. But see, you like him. Why? Because you're a racist? Or,
no, because I'm a racist, because I like him.
I think you need to look into your heart as to why you like Reuben over Clay.
It ain't because he's black, and I prefer a black guy over a white guy. Let me go over to Chakia. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Sir, I have to say that your comments are totally, totally ludicrous in my opinion. It's ridiculous that you would want someone to pacify, if you will, a race, because you think that would just shut them up. Would I vote for Reuben versus Clay because he's black to shut him up? Of course not. I honestly think Clay is a better singer, and that's coming from someone who is a black American, and it's just totally ridiculous.
But
that
no, wait,
you're to these extremes.
You're African American, correct, ma'am?
I'm black American. I don't use the title African American.
Yes, ma'am. Well, can I ask you why? What's that about?
In my opinion, African American is a form of ethnicity. Neither of my parents are from Africa, and I wasn't born in Africa, neither are they, so I'm American and I'm black.
See, here's the deal, Phil. And there's another thing, Chiquette, because I'm trying to do the right thing. It's tough for me to stay up with all the latest lingo, you know.
Now, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So now I'm going to go to school on Monday, and I'll say African American. Some kid's going to think I'm wrong. What I'm trying to do is keep most of the black African Americans calm down so they don't think there's a whole bunch of bigots running around. And we'll just vote for Reuben. Let him win, for God's sake. See?
What?
Now you're a black American. You're not what if I called you African American, you got upset with me.
No, by far did I get upset.
I could tell there's a little upset.
No, she was not upset. She corrected you.
I am not upset. There are probably folks who are very fine with being called the term African American. That's besides the point. That's not the point of the phone call. What I am saying is that I think it's ludicrous that you would want to pacify a race because they are a race.
No, because a lot of the blacks, not you, but a lot of them go wild if they think they're being there's a racial the racial.
Let
deal.
Me let me
people,
also
people
say
always...
that I do agree that to a certain extent a lot of black Americans do push the race car and I
there
really do think that a lot of times that the race car should not be pushed. However, the race car does not push for you guys, in my opinion, to just say, okay, here, she's black, let her go ahead and cut in line. Here, she's black, I'm going to go ahead and listen for her to sell me a car.
But otherwise, here, they go wild on you. And
no,
Chiquilla, people are always nice and polite to you, aren't they?
I feel very sorry that you have had, you obviously have had some
nice,
experience
are,
in your life.
Aren't people nice to you?
They're nice to me because I'm a nice person.
Because they don't want to make you angry because you're black.
I don't get angry.
Wait a minute. This lady, take her on her own merit. She's an individual person to say that people are only nice to her because they don't want to make a black person angry.
No, I can tell by the young lady. She's a mannered young woman, and she's a nice young lady. And you have a little child there. I'm just saying that on top of that, they may say, well, you know what, she's also black, so go ahead and cash the check. Otherwise, we're going to have them go wild on us.
Well, this going wild on us thing is what I don't like.
Right.
You know?
Well, I don't mean you, Chiquilla, but I mean in general. You get a lot of them running in the street or whatever. And this running
they're
in the street.
Running around loose without a leash.
Yeah, running around in the street.
Yeah, running around loose without a leash, right?
No, ma'am, not at all. No, ma'am. What I'm saying is just getting crazy.
Like the Rodney King riots you brought up. Nobody's going to riot if Ruben loses on American
by
Idol.
Far.
Chiquilla, thank you for your call. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Vernon Dozier. He's a high school teacher. He is a teacher of a guidance class, race relations. He believes that we should just vote for Ruben on American Idol next week because he's black, and that'll keep black people calm down. If we don't, they'll get, as he says, wild. Should we vote for Ruben because he's an African-American and that'll calm down African-Americans, or should we vote for him because he's the better singer? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader. Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher who believes we should vote for Ruben on American Idol next week to keep race relations intact. This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about, Vernon. I understand you're a man of integrity. You want to teach your kids to be fair-minded people, but pandering, I think...
Bill, it is not... It's, I really resent you using the word pander.
How is it not pandering?
I'm going to give you an example of something. A young lady at Costco, I was over here at the Costco market the other day, which is one of our local stores.
I'm familiar with it.
All right. And she had a sausage sample that she was giving out. Now, I have a high cholesterol level. My doctor has told me that I need to stay completely off of fat, and because of that, I should really stay off of meat. I have a high cholesterol count, but this young gal was giving out these sausage samples, and she was a black African-American. And I said, Jesus, if I pass this up, she's going to think I'm some kind of a Klan.
Oh, come on.
Believe me, Phil, I got more experience in this than you do. She's going to think I'm a racist or so. I got an attitude about the black person, something like that. So I went ahead and I took it.
And you risk a stroke eating a sausage that you shouldn't eat because you don't want to offend a black person.
Phil, I would rather do that than have her go running to her superior about the racist customer. And I got home, I had some discomfort in my left arm, but I was fine.
Discomfort in your left arm, that's the sign of a heart attack.
I had discomfort, but I was fine, and it was worth it to me, rather than have her go running off to her superior screaming about the Klansman.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kay, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I think this your caller is, I don't know, insane. As an African-American woman, also an educator, black people do not automatically assume every incident is racist. Who wins this singing contest? I don't even watch the show.
But I just want to stay on the safe side.
It's not important.
I want to stay on the
safe
side.
That is not an issue of being for us to riot over. I really think he's exaggerating. I'm not sure what his experiences have been with African Americans, but you seem to be generalizing them and categorizing them into some, you know, like we're walking around with chips on our shoulders.
Well, no, ma'am,
and
all I'm saying is
the case.
I'd rather deal with chest pains than the NAACP. I would rather have...
You risk a heart attack eating that meat...
I'm not even a member of the NAACP.
Well, ma'am, I know that.
This thing makes no sense.
But she'll go... This gal will go running off to the NAACP and say I'm a racist.
That's ridiculous, because you refuse... She probably wouldn't even pay attention. People refuse that all the time.
Look, I
don't eat off of those things because I don't eat food that's out in the open that other people have been breathing over.
Well, you can do that.
It has nothing to do with race.
But you can do that because you're black.
I really think you're being overly sensitive.
Well, ma'am, I just want to stay on the safe
really
side.
I really do.
I just want to stay on the safe side.
That's
believe me,
ridiculous.
I teach
that's
high school.
I teach high school also.
Well,
you know,
can you hang on, Kay? Kay, can you hang on, please? Can
sure.
you hang the line? And you too, Vernon?
Well, I'd like to say.
Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
8-6. We're back with Vernon Dozier. He's a high school teacher. Give me an example. You're talking about how we should vote for Ruben on American Idol next week. He's the African American. Clay is the white guy. Vote for the African American so the black folks won't get upset.
Let I want to give you an example here, Phil. First of all, I have a black neighbor. He's a good man. His name is I shouldn't give the name.
But don't give the name on the air.
All right, but he's a nice man. There isn't a function at my home. There isn't a barbecue. There isn't a baptismal party. There isn't a wedding reception. Nothing that I don't invite him to. He's always invited to everything in my home because the last thing I need is this guy down the hill saying that I'm Klansman.
Just because you don't invite him to every event?
I don't need him thinking that I'm snubbing him. Now, I had him over for a barbecue here, and one of my friends, a guy that I work in the insurance business with because I have an insurance agency on the side, and I do some business with a lot of the families in our school, told what I consider to be an off-color joke. It was a racial joke.
Okay.
Before I even knew what I was doing, before I even could consciously be aware of what I was doing, I had grabbed an empty beer bottle, and I remember because it had a Budweiser label on it, I grabbed an empty beer bottle, and I swung it right against the side of this guy's face.
Good Lord.
I know. It was a...
That's an unbelievably violent reaction. Couldn't you have thrown the guy out?
Phil, I'm telling you, it was unconscious on my part. But it had a good ending because, number one,
your neighbor?
Yeah, my neighbor. He was so shocked at what I did, he forgot about the joke. See what I'm saying? Now, the man, you're right, I hurt him. I fractured a part of his jaw, but... it did send a message. You come to my house, and you try telling some kind of a joke that's going to make one of these to make the Africans crazy. And brother, you're going to get a beer bottle upside your head.
You know what I'm hearing here, Vernon, is on the one hand, you're saying that you do not like racial racism. On the other hand, you don't like racism because you don't want to get the blacks crazy. And there's a I don't know.
You're having a hard time understanding. That I am a fair man, and it drives you nuts.
No, I what I'm hearing is, there's a dichotomy going on. Let me go back to Kay, because I knew she was waiting for us. Then we'll move on to some other calls. Kay, go ahead.
Yes, I'm not sure why this gentleman thinks he's fair when he's generalizing and assuming that African-Americans are walking around with a chip on their shoulder waiting to go off on any racist incident, and that's just not the case. Most often, some people are used to it, and they ignore it. Some people are not used to it and don't even recognize it. You're generalizing, you're assuming we all act a certain way, and that, oh my God, don't make them mad because they'll come in your house and shoot you.
Well, don't you think it's better to err on the safe side? See, I threw that bottle against that guy's head, and that made it clear, in case this black neighbor of mine was going to go crazy.
Why can't he just be a neighbor? Why does he have to be a black neighbor?
Well, no, but I just say that to make the point, you see what I'm saying? And this guy made this off-color joke, so I caved. You should have seen it. I cracked this bottle right across the side of his face.
So you're proud of yourself?
I'm sorry?
You're proud of yourself for doing that?
Hey, nobody comes to my home and tells a racist joke with one of my, black friends there.
You know,
I can't believe this guy.
What's wrong?
Responding to a racist joke with violence would not impress me. You know, there's a way to handle that. That wouldn't impress me.
That would not impress you.
That would not make me think, oh, yeah, he's a really cool guy. Because for all I know, that you could tell the same jokes when you're not around your black friends. So,
you see what I'm doing?
The pattern that you think
This is what I'm saying, Mr. Henry. You can't make a lot of them happy.
Let's not talk about this lady like she's not here, okay?
But I'm sad. See, you're not happy, Kay, even though I've tried every...
Because I just can't believe that you think like this.
Look,
it's funny to me. It really is. I'm not even upset.
I'm Catholic.
It's kind of archaic. I'm a Christian. I'm also a believer.
But I want to say...
I'm a believer before I'm anything else.
My daughter's confirmation is this Sunday, and even as a proud Catholic, I'm not letting her go because I'm afraid when she goes out in a white dress, okay, you see what I'm saying? Now I got a neighbor's going to think we got the Klan... having a Klan party.
Come on, man. Are you telling me a white dress?
No, sir.
He cannot be for real. Apparently, he's never stepped into a Baptist church on a first Sunday.
Well, ma'am,
there's plenty of white dresses all over the place in churches all over America.
You know,
all right. You know what I find interesting?
I gotta go.
You know what I find? You know what? No. That's fine. You can leave. But here's what I find interesting.
All right,
that's fine. But here,
I don't understand you, sir.
Ma'am.
You really are an extremist.
Ma'am. I teach my children in my school, and I teach the kids at home. You've got to maintain good relations with people of all races. And it's better. You saw what happened. You weren't in L.A. back in 1992. This town almost went up in smoke, okay? We don't need that to happen again.
So, therefore, let Ruben win on American Idol.
What does Ruben have to do with the decades of abuse that the people in L.A. felt that they had dealt
there you
with
go.
By
See,
the police?
That's what I'm talking about
that's,
right there.
There's
See,
a difference when, you're, when there's a powder keg
there you
situation.
Go. And I'm trying to keep
How
the powder keg.
How is Ruben winning on this show? I don't know. What's the name of the show? American Idol? How is that? What does that have to do?
Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. You give them one.
You're ridiculous.
All right. Bingo. But you just made my point for me, by the way.
All right. Listen, Kay, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Marva, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, listen here. You know what? Cholesterol is not going to kill you.
Honey, you got to watch your language.
People should vote for who they want to.
Marva.
And you know what? I'm so glad that I do not have a child in that school area that you're teaching in because, see, you're the one that's creating
You can't make them happy, Henry.
And the thing about it is I am a member of the NAACP, and we do not go around making accusations or coming up to anybody about something that you choose not to eat. We have documentations. We have to have more than just
you're going wild.
You're saying that I'm racist or you're racist because you didn't want to try a sampling of food. There's a lot of people that do not eat samplings of food because they choose not to.
I don't and need her to go nuts on me.
This thing about the white dress and everything. Listen, honey, you truly have to have a very darkened heart, and a heart attack is what's going to kill you, because the bottom line is that if you refuse, let your daughter go on something that you got deep in your heart, and you can't see us as nobody but African. First of all, that's all I've been hearing you say is Africans, and yes, you're right, I am upset because of your stupidity.
There you go.
And I cannot believe that they have you in the school system.
I hate that sausage.
That is allowing you to tell children to vote for this person. You vote for people on what is right.
On their merits.
Their talent.
Well,
and one is not better than the other one. So be it, but then to go around and patronizing us as blacks, that is utterly ridiculous, and I just can't believe they have you in a school system.
Well, ma'am, you're not allowing me to make a point here.
No, because you know what the points that you are making
are not standing for anything. Well,
they're
here
not standing for anything.
I'm trying to make a point.
We have enough problems
and you're
in
going
this society.
Wild.
We have enough problems in this society without people like you telling us that who we need to vote for to keep from having a ride. Everything that you
I'm on your said, side. I'm on your
everything,
side.
Ruben is not the man when he's not the man. But at the same time, I don't know why we worried about either one of them, because both of them are going to come out with a better contract than you and I put together.
Well,
so
that's
that
the truth.
Seems to be the problem.
Amen to
and
that.
And then the thing about it is, we are trying to burn from Martin Luther King from way on and say, let's unite. And you're telling people, vote for this person just so we can keep peace?
Yes.
You know, we need to be keeping peace with our neighbors. And I definitely wouldn't want to be a neighbor of yours because, honey, any time that you're going to patronize me and hit somebody upside the head because of a racist joke, the man wouldn't have told a joke if you had to put your foot down from the get-go and he wouldn't have thought it was okay. Because, see, I have white friends that come to my house and I go to their house and we just know it's certain things out of respect for each other.
If you come to my home and someone tells
I'm on my cell phone and I'm just not going to waste no
I'll
more
break
time,
a
but I do enjoy the show. You have a good day.
Well, now, she is the lady there?
No, I think her cell phone went out.
All right, well, I good, because I want to make this point and I want to make it in peace without her. And again, there's one of them that it went, you know, they went wild there.
It went wild. They went wild.
Well, hold on for a minute, Phil.
I heard you say she went wild on you.
No, you heard her going wild, and I couldn't.
This is what I'm saying, man. She was angry, upset. She was exorcised. She was whatever the hell the word is that you use when someone gets really
vexated.
Vexated, something like that. But the point is, she was not going wild.
I tried to make a point, and she was going wild all over me. All right? Now I forgot what the point was that I wanted to make.
All right, we'll take another call here.
See, this is what happens. They go wild, and then you forget what you want to say, and now they got you where they want you, okay? All I'm trying to do is keep the peace, keep race relations good. I had a friend of mine when I was in high school, and he said that he'd like me to go out with his sister. Now, he was black, and his sister was black. And, of course, back when I was in high school, you never did this stuff. But I went ahead and did it anyway. And I got beaten up for it. But you know what? I felt better.
Because you went out with a black girl, huh?
I didn't. I went out with his sister. He was black, but she was white.
Well, I don't know what it is you're trying to tell me.
No, the point of it...
Never mind. Ferguson, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Ferguson?
Hey.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, man. Phil, you got a crazy guy out there, man. I believe he hates black. Because he uses that word so much, black.
There you go.
I believe you can't say, leader, right?
You can't say anything to make him happy.
I hate black. I believe you were a clown before, you know.
A clown?
Clown. I think you hang a few blacks before in your life.
You mean like Emmett Kelly was a clown?
Clans. K-L-A-N,
Klan,
not clown.
Ku Klux Klan, you wore the white seat?
I thought that's how you guys in Jamaica say clown. Clan.
Huh?
Well, look, Ferguson, I'm just simply trying to keep the peace between the races.
Listen to me.
And I'm the one dancing on hot coals to keep you people happy.
Let me give you a rude awakening, okay?
I'm dancing on hot coals to keep you guys...
We do not hate white. We do not hate black. Okay? I'm all the way... I'm not even American, and the word black, I despise that.
Oh, look at this. Now this guy doesn't like being called black. See, you can't stay ahead of him.
Why don't you just stop with the stay ahead of them stuff and listen to what the guy's saying?
Well, the last lady wanted to be black. He doesn't want to be black.
I'm a colored guy.
He's colored. Now, you try pulling that out.
The word black, I don't even use black or white.
You try pulling that out at any party.
Guy's name, sir or mister? That's the borderline, sir or mister. Why you have to...
I call a guy colored at a party around here, and I'm going to get a beer bottle cracked across my face.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, you need it. Because
I need it.
You wore a white suit in your life.
All right, Ferguson.
I wear a white suit.
Yeah, a white sheet over your face.
I wear a white sheet.
You have one now.
When I'm asleep, I wear a white sheet. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, over your face.
Who's on my face?
All right, listen.
Ferguson, you got to understand. I'm trying to make peace. Who are you voting for next week?
Listen to me.
Who are you voting for?
Whoever wins.
You're going to vote for who wins?
Got my blessing. Okay? Whoever wins, he got my blessing.
Well, just know, and I want you to spread this around the neighborhood. I'm voting for Reuben. I'm voting for Reuben. All right.
You don't have to vote for Reuben because he's black.
Peace out.
Vote for Reuben because you believe he's better than the other guy.
Actually, I think the other guy is light years better than him. But the best thing to do?
Don't vote at all.
Don't vote at all?
No, don't
vote. It's my constitutional right to vote on American Idol.
All right, don't vote.
If Reuben loses, his blood is on your hands.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ferguson. Thanks. I got to take a break. I got to get going. I can't believe that you are expressing these points of view like that.
Look, Reuben is he's the shizzy to the nizzy. You know what I'm saying? He's fantastic. And what I'm trying to do here is...
Uh-huh.
What? Look, let me tell you something, Phil. I got something to tell you. We had the brakes done on our car, and we took them down to Calvin Brakes over here. And it's a black-owned business. Well, my wife got the car back, and she rear-ended a bus. And I said, look, honey, let me just take it to the Chevron station and get him fixed. Because if we take it back to the black mechanic, he'll go ape on us.
He'll go ape. There it is.
What?
There it is right there. He'll go ape on us.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You can't hang that on me.
No, this is what you've been doing for the whole hour. It's not about race relations. It's just keep them people down, those people down. He'll go ape.
Oh, you think... That's like Howard Cosell said, that little monkey.
I don't know what he meant by it, but I know what you mean by it.
Anyway, I said to her, let's just take it over there. I took her to the hospital for stitches, and she's fine. And these are the things I teach in a class. If a black guy fools with the brakes in your car and you go off a cliff, say thank you on your way down. And believe me, things are going to be a lot better.
Yeah, I hung up on him. He's gone. Vernon Dozier, vote for Reuben next week. Keep peace between the races.